From Zoe, MU by Melissa Urban. Kiss, Marry or Kill, 55. This is my weekly series for subscribers only, where I'll share things that caught my eye this week in a fun and flirty way. Kiss, a sustainable way, marry, or a not so good way, kill. And yes, this trendy game is technically F**k, marry, or kill, but we run a family-friendly-ish show around here. Ugh, I loved this one so much. Nella was born enslaved in the 1700s, but during a near-death moment, is offered the chance to continue living forever. The catch is, she has to prove to Death himself that humans are inherently good, and there is enough true beauty in the world to save them all. Thus unravels a tale across centuries, cultures, and literal lifetimes. Nella discovers the joy and pain of loving and losing over and over again, as she and Death become more entwined. The evolution of Death as a human-like character spools out brilliantly. This one has the same vibes as A Short Walk Through a Wide World and especially The Invisible Life of Adilaru, two of my favorite books of all time. This tale, however, is unique in that it creates a world of magical realism that incorporates an African-American historical perspective. I'm always looking to diversify my bookshelf. I cannot believe this is a debut novel. To call it lyrical is underselling it. This story, and Nella herself, are downright magical. I don't want to give too much away, but of course in the end, it all comes down to love. Will Nella ever keep hold of the love she so deeply craves, or will Death's pessimism destroy them all? During the period when Henry and Brandon were snoring and before I discovered Ozzo's sleep buds, I was trying everything to help me sleep better. I'm not convinced long-term melatonin use is safe or healthy, even if I'm generally in good health. Nobody can explain it, but I've repeated the experience enough to know it's true. However, many brands of sleep gummies now contain small amounts of CBN cannabinol, a mildly psychoactive compound with potential sleep aid/sedative effects, and tiny doses of hemp-derived THC, the psychoactive comp. Want of cannabis that gets you high. Plus, the dose of melatonin gummies is often way higher than you really need. I was already taking magnesium in the evening, so I turned to the world of CBD sleep gummies. I've messed with CBD here and there, but sometimes it leaves me agitated. Obviously, as someone in recovery, I am deeply averse to using THC. However, these gummies contain less than 0.3% active THC by weight, which is federally legally per the 2018 Farm Bill. Note, some states vary in terms of THC allowance, so please check your state's regulations. It's also such a tiny amount that one gummy should not give you any psychoactive effects but can help you relax and fall asleep. I tried three different brands over the course of a few months, with varied success. Feel Sleep Gummies contain CBD, CBN, and 1.5 mg THC. I tried these for about 2 weeks, with one major issue: they varied tremendously in terms of how I felt. I'd take one gummy and sometimes not notice anything at all, but one night, one gummy sent me over the moon. Like, I felt high. I'm wicked sensitive to THC, so this may not be a normal experience, but I hated it. After that experience, I abandoned them. Sunday Scaries contain CBD, CBN, 2.5 mg THC, and other relaxing ingredients like L-theanine, magnesium, and melatonin, just 1 mg. However, I didn't want melatonin, so that was a negative for me. Also, my first bottle arrived and all the gummies were clumped together in one messy brick. Apparently, they are very heat sensitive, and in a plastic bottle, they melted before I even opened the bottle. They were cool about it and sent me a new bottle, but the texture was still a pain, and they didn't do anything for me. Lost Range contained CBD, CBN, 1.45 mg THC. This dosage was about the same as Feels, but never once did I have an inconsistent experience in terms of effect. I started taking 1/2 a gummy to be safe, then went up to a full gummy about a half hour before bed. I slept better. They really do relax me. They have no negative effects whatsoever. They don't make me feel weird, and I love that the ingredients are clear and simple. I've had these on subscription for 3 months now, and highly recommend you start here. While the Ozzo were the real MVP in terms of my sleep quality, I've kept Lost Range in my repertoire because I really do notice when I forget to take them. Plus, the company is Colorado-based. I've known them for years, and they're really good people. I love giving money to small businesses run by people who share my values. Use the code HOLE30 and save 30% on your Lost Range CBD purchase. Note, Lost Range is a Whole30 approved partner for many of their CBD products. Gummies don't fit, as they contain added sugar. However, I have bought every bag with my own money, and this article is not sponsored. In fact, they didn't even know I was writing it before I sent it to them for an accuracy review. Hi, Matt and Given. For a deep dive into CBD, CBN, CBD, and THG, see this comprehensive FAQ.